Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Welcome. Our text is Conversations with Yourself, published by Art Scroll. It's a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment. Chapter 6. All events and situations are neutral until you engage in self-talk about them. Now, the basic theme of this section is well known. It's an old idea and has been repeated in many different ways. But realizing that your self-talk is a key factor in the way you view any event or any situation allows you to understand the power of your self-talk. Your self-talk is the key factor that decides whether you will live a happy life or an unhappy life, whether you frequently experience positive things or negative things. Your self-talk is the key factor that changes encounters with kind, friendly, helpful people into encounters with cold, selfish, and uncaring people, or vice versa. Could it possibly be this way, you might be asking yourself? Isn't a happy life dependent on what events actually happen in your life? Aren't positive and negative things just reflecting reality? What does my self-talk have to do with it? Aren't people either kind and nice or unkind and not nice? That's up to them. What does this have to do with my self-talk? When someone really comprehends the power of self-talk, he understands on a deep level that his life experiences depend on how he views them. Your own and personal outlook is the key to the quality of your life. The difficulty involved with dealing with potentially challenging situations and people depends on your own viewpoint and your perspective. Your viewpoint, which is based on your self-talk, makes the situation harder to deal with or easier. When you have a good eye, Ayin Tova, and you see events and people in a positive light, you have a totally different experience than someone who has a bad eye. With a bad eye, you see problems, hardships, and difficulties everywhere. With a good eye, however, people treat you better and life events will work in your favor. You see opportunities where those with a bad eye see misfortune. How do you feel on a given day? It's up to your self-talk. If someone tells themselves, "Today will be a rough day, I know it. Already so many little things didn't go right. I dropped things. Some things didn't work well. Things took longer than I was hoping they would. Some people frowned when they saw me, so of course I frowned back. I remember so many things that went wrong in the past. I feel the future will be bleak. Things will keep going wrong." Then that will be the day that this person will have. Now compare that day with the day of someone who has a good eye for life and a good eye for other people. "Today will be a great day. I know it. So many little things went right for me. I dropped some things. Fortunately, gravity worked each time, and I was easily able to find and pick up what I dropped. Some things worked out very well. Even things that took longer than I expected eventually worked out. Some people smiled at me when I saw them, so of course I smiled back. I remember that I have so much in the past for which to be grateful. I feel that I will continue to have many things for which to be grateful. Many things will keep going right." You define reality with your self-talk. Is this situation really an opportunity, or is it really something going wrong? Is this mishap really a failure, or it's a blessing in disguise? Is this person really difficult to deal with, or is he someone who just needs sincere understanding and a kind word to bring out the best? Was the past really great, or was it really rough and tough? Was waiting really a source of frustration and anger, or was it an opportunity to think of something creative, think of creative ideas? Is my life really full of joy, or is it full of misery? Now, people ask, can a person really change their own self-talk to change the entire quality of their lives? If even one person has made this transformation, it means that people can start out with a negative pattern of self-talk and then learn to develop a positive pattern. I have met many people who have changed negative self-talk to positive self-talk. One doesn't need to be a genius to do this. One doesn't need extensive formal schooling to do this. One doesn't need to pay a fortune of money to do this. To change negative self-talk To positive self-talk, one needs to change the words that one says to oneself. This is a skill that everyone can learn. Some people pick it up faster, and others take a longer time before they really get it. But if you're totally determined to master the skill of having life-enhancing self-talk, you'll eventually master this skill. And it's a skill. It's not just your nature. Your constant self-talk will be the determining factor in the entire quality of your life.